Lovely to see you. I'm Adrian, and I brought some beautiful people. One particularly, this is my wife, and the two other scallywags from the South Coast. So that's good. I'll introduce you in a minute, but I just want to just introduce myself. And so grateful for an invitation from Andrew and Andy and Dave. Where's Dave? That's great. And I've got special love to bring. Some of you will know Chris Brown. When he heard that I was coming here today, he said, "Send them my love." So Chris was an elder here. He was an elder alongside me in Kettering. He moved, retired about 3 years ago to be near his daughter. Some of you don't know who I'm talking about, so just forgive me for a minute. But he lives near his daughter near Cambridge, but just this last week, I think he's about 76. He's just been become an elder again. In a Baptist church in Willingham, which is near Cambridge, and believe in God, him and Sue, still pushing on. The energy is less, but still faithful. And if I would be like anyone, late 70s, I would be like Chris and Sue. So they send special love to you. But also, I just want to honour Guy, he's not here, but Guy Miller. And I want to honour Catalyst, Simon and Dave Devenish. And I want to honour Terry. And I don't know Terry very much at all, maybe some of you do, but I just honour those people and love it that that I've been a part of New Frontiers family for since 1981, so a long time. So it's great, when it was called Coastlands. I just honour that. And so we're here this evening at the your leader's invitation. We want to bring, and we've been listening to God for you, and we want to speak and share what God puts in our hearts. As we do so, we're people that are learning, we're people that are discovering that sometimes God goes hidey-seeky, and you think, "Lord, now would be a really good time for you to tell me." He often goes quiet. So at the minute, at least I'm here, I think, okay, I've got a preach prepared, but also we want to lean in. Jesus, now's your moment. I want to lean into what he wants to say and do. So, you know, the way that the prophetic works, okay, it's not stuff that we study in the sense that we look on the website and read a book. It's a moment of leaning in and listening to Jesus. And that means it comes from him, but it comes through us. So as we pray and prophesy with people and other people, you are probably even far more qualified to pray and prophesy to. Actually, we're all learning. So that means as we receive stuff, we hold it lightly. We think, okay, Jesus, was that you? And yeah, I really identified with that bit. I'm not so sure about that. And that's totally fine. Because what Jesus says will stick and work through. And what Adrian says, because he gets in the muddle or something, is... so we hold it lightly and we weigh it, and particularly if it's directional, we always, always bounce it around and chew it over with other people. Okay, rather than, okay, right, God says, and I'm off. Do you know, we weigh it and we chew it over, and often Jesus isn't in much of a hurry. Sometimes there is, but most of the time he just likes to take time and he draws us. And so I just encourage, it's like that. Okay, we hold it lightly, we celebrate it, but we just want to flow and listen to him. And of course, finally, we always check prophecy and what prophetic people say, any of us, with what's in the word. But sometimes it does come as a new challenge, and we think, where's that in the book? And, oh, it was there after all. So it's funny me being up here. Let me, you three guys, get ready, and it's your moment. So number one, I stand up here as I was born with a cleft palate, and the type of hair lip, but in effect. And my parents were told he probably won't be able to speak very well and will certainly need speech therapy. And so I find it really funny that God thought, I'll give you a prophetic speaking gift. So that's quite odd, isn't it? You think, okay, God, how on earth could you do that? And I've forgotten the other bit I was going to say. And it felt so important 30 seconds ago. So I lead a church. I used to be a primary teacher. I lead a church. Come back to me now. And God called us. We were in Bishop Stortford, Hearts, Essex, my wife and I. And God called us 14 years ago up to a struggling church plant adoption. It just wasn't really working. Out of the blue, God called us. We weren't looking. It wasn't in our praying church planting, but suddenly God started to speak and opened up. And within 5 months, so there was a suddenly in this case, but within 5 months we'd moved and started to work with this little church plant and rebuild it, restructure. It took a couple of years of tears every Sunday thinking, God, why have you called us? And what do I know about leading a church? But he led us, and we saw it grow and reshape. And a move, and Chris and Sue and others came to us, and we grew some more. We moved school, and then 5 years ago or so we got a nightclub, went bust in the town, right in the middle of town centre. So we own a nightclub. It's great. We painted it white inside, but it's an amazing building right in the centre of Kettering, and no one was more surprised than me. It's amazing. God did that and blessed us and grew us some more. And just over a year ago, we started a project where every week we feed people, feed homeless and the poor, the needy. So it's about 35 to 40 people every week for the last year. We do a hot meal once a week. At Christmas last year and this year, we feed 75, 100 people. Just Christmas Day, we give them dinner. That's amazing. We've set up a youth club which has 35, 40 people, which are not, none of them are church. All the church people have got scared off, but 35, 40 people. So it's coming. We've started, just about to start, as a night shelter. So the council have said, okay, we want you to be our provider. So we've started up that. And just recently, I felt a fresh release. It's great to be here. We're not the other south of the Thames now, are we, actually? I've come back north. Is that right? Good. My team that I lead and the trustees have enabled me to step out for a day a week, and that's started since January of just connecting. I love to connect. It's great. I've known Rodney for about 10 minutes. So we have met once before. I just thought, great, Rodney, it would be great to have you here. So this is all part of what God is doing, connecting. And so you three lovely people, why don't you come here? Do you need the lights up to see people? I don't know how you guys work. We could go ladies first. No? Okay. Okay, so what would be good? Andrew, maybe there's a... I still can't remember what my second part... Anyway, go on then. Do you want to be up here? Or? That's it.
Do I want to be up there? Or, okay. I don't know about you, but I just felt it's almost like we were at a pop concert. There was just that element of, in the sense of, really, you know, if you go to a pop concert, it's like you're there because you really want to get... you know, follow your band, your singer or whatever, and really sort of think, yeah, I'm really here to connect with you. And I just felt it was a bit like that with us just in the worship. It's like really connecting with Jesus. He was really drawing us in. And then particularly, it's almost like at the last impromptu song, which was an awesome song. That's something song I really love. It's like he drew us in. I thought that was amazing. So I was also thinking beforehand, I just felt like God was saying it's time to take your corset off. I beg your pardon, men in the room, but I just felt God saying, now is the time to actually let it all out. It's okay to let it all out. It's been held in long enough. It's time to let it all out. Almost that actually let people see who you are as churches. Let your surrounding area see who you are, if you like, fat and all, so to speak, but see who you really are. Don't be afraid to be who God's made you to be as groups of people. Take the corset off and say, you know what, this is who we are, community. This is who we are in the areas that we are in. So that was one of the things. The gentleman sitting here with the beard. Yes. I just felt that God would say to you, you are a massive stake in the ground. He has the stability in you, and he has put that stability there, and he has, if you like, he's hammered you into the ground because you are to bear, you bear weight,
but I just felt him say to encourage you that you do bear weight, and people do know that you are there, and you are a real stake in the ground in your community and in your church. And long may you, what has he put you in, it's not your, you know, there's no wobble. He has absolutely put you into the ground.
Sorry? I'll have something for you later. Shall I join you on the stage? Like I say, I've only known, like Adrian said, I've only known him for 10 minutes, and I'm wondering what I'm letting myself in for here. Knowing Adrian for 10 minutes can be dangerous. You do realise that. You're going to have him for a whole, I don't know, 45 minutes? I mean, this is dangerous stuff. So my name's Rodney. I lead Jubilee Church in Worthing on the South Coast. As has already been said, we're part of Regions Beyond Apostolic Sphere. And I met Adrian at a kind of gathering of prophets in Bedford sometime late last year, which is the first time we met. And then to my surprise, he said, come up here and come and minister with me in the prophetic. So it's great to be here. It's my privilege and my joy. I love meeting new people. I love connecting. I guess I've got to share some prophetic words now because you kind of led the way. You don't know me and I don't know you. And that's really important because what I'm about to say, I don't know. Okay? And you just got to trust. And I think there's a big element of weighing here for the leadership. You just need to weigh this. I got a funny feeling the detail, there's things in the detail. But I'm just going to tell you, God says to me, say what you see. So I'm just about to say what I see, and I hope it makes some sense. But I think it's a bit challenging as well. So I saw a water course, okay? I know you're on the Thames, so maybe that sparked it. But I saw, like, it was like locks. It wasn't a river. It was like a water course. And there was a big pool of water, and there was a nice stretch of water going in, like a canal, and another stretch going out like a canal, and there are lock gates either side of the water. And the water is at a safe level. And the water comes in, and the water goes out. And I felt God saying, and I don't know if this is for one church, two churches, all three, or any more that's represented here. I felt God saying, you've been in a safe place for too long. It's time to flow over the top. It's time to get a bit more chaotic. I just want to give you an illustration. Can you hold that? Thank you. You know, because I just want to do something a bit outrageous. Sorry about this. I'm sorry who the person is that cleans up after me. But you know, that's you, and this is God. Okay? And he just does that all the time. So it's a bit late, isn't it? God doesn't do that either. And God wants to do that. Okay? But here's the thing. This is what I saw. This is the challenge. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I'm just going to go for it. It's a bit wet down there, by the way. I saw another stream of water joining this canal system, okay? It came from a higher place. It came from a hill. So I don't know if there's a hill around here. I don't know if that's significant. I saw water coming down a hill. The water was narrower than the water that's flowing. But I tell you what, it was much faster flowing. It was like a really fast brook flowing down. But the thing is, there's a sluice gate on it. And God says, I'm going to lift the sluice gate, and I want this water to come in. And suddenly, what was a safe, nice canal, we can kind of, you know, enjoy this. Suddenly, this thing just began to overflow. And it overflowed, and it overflowed. It was almost chaotic. But do you know what? It was God pouring out fresh water. It was God pouring out fresh anointing, a fresh touch. I feel like he almost wants to kind of bring a new freshness here. And this is the thing, okay? I don't know if there's an estate on a hill, but I felt there is an estate somewhere, and God says, I want to start drawing people from the estate, and this is what's going to make it messy. It's messy. People from the estate, I want to bring them in. I want to save them. I want to raise them up and make leaders out of them. And it's going to look messy, but it's time for the water to overflow. I also felt there was something key about young people. I felt God saying, there's a lot of young people I want to bring in and begin to kind of like bring a kind of a sense of life, more life. I don't mean you haven't got life. Of course you've got life. We've had a great life this evening. But he wants to bring that overflowing of the Spirit. So I just want to kind of leave that with you and let you weigh that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. To follow that. Sorry, my name is Clinton. Yeah, Rodney said it would be a good idea for me to come along with him this evening, invited by Adrian. I thought none of us had any idea what we were coming to, but this is great. It's good to be amongst fellow Christians and brothers and sisters. It's fantastic. But yeah, my journey started some 20 years back with Rodney and Jubilee Church in Worthing. And for me, it's been a great journey. I'm still learning. And the prophetic, I'm still learning. And I'm ready to go for it for God and do whatever he tells me to do. And that's what I've had to learn over the years. It's whatever he says to me, I just need to say or do, which is great. But I'm also very passionate for the nations, for mission. So I love going across the world. And I like taking prophetic gifting to the nations also. So that's part of what I've been doing over the years, is using the prophetic gifting across the nations. And God often gives me words for people about nations, so I will see what I get this evening. I'm sure there's a couple here I'll have something for later. But God has given me a couple of things on paper here I've written down. When I was coming out of the prayer meeting earlier, I saw on the wall written, God of the impossible. And he said to me, that is for someone in this room this evening, the God of the impossible. What are you expecting? Is someone expecting God to do something that seems impossible in the natural? And I said, well, who is it or what is it? And he said to me, the person, it's a woman in the room. And I wasn't quite clear on the name, but Mary or Margaret, something like that. I don't know whether anyone's, yeah. There's something that possibly you can't find, or something that you've, there's a loss. But God is the God of the impossible, and he says that nothing is impossible with me. I don't know whether that person is here, if it's a Margaret or a Mary, something like in that sort of line. The God of the impossible can do a miracle even this evening. So if it is you, you can come and speak to me, or if you're brave, you can say who you are now. That's brilliant. Is anyone, yeah, that may be
Mary or Margaret, yeah?
Something like that, I'm not 100% sure.
Be brave. But well done, fantastic stuff. Mary, Margaret?
No, okay, fine. If it is anyone, yeah, come to me afterwards or whenever you feel you want to. And there's something I felt for Adrian and Corinne this evening.
Okay.
When I was at home, I just saw across your heads, I saw a new language being written, but it wasn't decipherable. I couldn't make out what it was. It was symbols, but I just felt that God should say this. I'm writing a new language. It's time for a new strategy. Don't live for what you know now, but live for something that is new, a new strategy, a new plan, a new canvas.